All right, everybody. Here she is. The happening harlot of happy hard-ons. Miss Sally Sexy. 3, 2, 1.
I am Sally Sexy.
I'm Mitch Jagundo.
And this is
the Crazy Camming Couple Podcast.
With special guest star Lily the Barking Bean.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another wonderful, kinky, freaky, fun, sexy and Jagundo podcast.
Do you think it's really kinky? Do you think you're really? I don't think you're that kinky.
Well, it could get a little weird sometimes.
A little weird, but yeah. I don't know. We're not really kinky.
Well, I don't know. It depends on what you think is kinky. Really? I mean, think about it. Like, what is kinky to you?
I guess kinky would be a, you know, 16-person orgy with ropes and implements of destruction.
Yeah, well, that's
kinky.
That's a little, yeah, right.
Having wild sex, I guess, in front of potentially the entire planet. And
yeah, but you know something? We've had people say that they feel that we're pushing the boundaries because they would never do that.
Yeah, well, I guess it's true because on sites that we're on and stuff, we have our face and we're all like, yo.
Yeah.
And other people have like all kinds of stuff covering their face up.
Like big smiley emojis.
Yeah. Cool stuff.
Yeah. Just blue dots.
Blue dots, scribbled out stuff.
Yeah.
And we're just out there.
We're just like, yeah, this is our mugs.
This is us. You got a problem? You got to go?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we'd like to go into the bedroom with you all.
We get that too.
Yes, we do.
We do.
Yes, we do. We've been getting it quite a bit lately.
Yeah.
Everybody wants a little bit of us.
Ooh.
You want to take us for a ride.
They want to try us out for a test run.
They want to take us for a test run.
Wow. So, all right. So last Saturday, we went to the Lunar Fair.
First Lunar Fair of the year.
Yeah.
Of the new year.
Yes.
The new lunar year.
It was an hour and a half away ride. That was probably the longest we've ever driven to go to a lunar fair.
I agree.
It was in a very nice fairground. And it was massive. That was probably one of the biggest ones we've ever gone to.
I would say, yeah, it was a big, big, big lunar fair.
It was a big one.
Because we wanted to rent that for a while. And it was a lot of square footage.
Acreage. A lunar fair, for those that don't know, is a night market that happens on the full and the new moon. So, and it happens in a different location, usually every time.
Yeah. It used to only happen in New Jersey, as in way North Jersey, way almost by New York State.
Yeah.
And then they started to filter them down. Then I think the first one we went to was in Atlantic City, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, and then ever since then, we've gone to Burlington, gone to Atlantic City multiple times. We've gone to Tom's River.
Yep, Tom's River.
Burlington.
Burlington, it was the one you just mentioned. And then the one we just went to was Gloucester County.
Yeah.
Gloucester County 4-H Fairgrounds.
Yeah. Really nice place. A lot of vendors, a lot of fun stuff, a lot of good food. You bought witch's tits.
I brought witch's titties again. I bought witch's tits. Titties before.
Yeah.
And of course, I always play with witch's tits whenever I can.
And they lick them really good. And for just so you know what they are, basically, what are they?
Oh my goodness. They're like a chocolate covered, almost like a cupcake kind of thing, but they're completely covered in chocolate ganache. They've got a little white nipple thing on them, and they're filled with some kind of creamy filling stuff. They're homemade. They're made by this woman that does all this other stuff where you put your throw the bones thing from.
Yeah. Yeah, it's it looks delicious. I can't eat them. I would love to eat one.
I will eat your witch titties, baby. Any day of the week.
He will. He loves to. So let's talk about what you did to your abdomen.
Oh yeah, baby. I don't have any tattoos. I have no needle has pierced the skin to put any permanent indelible marks on me. Although I do play around with goofy, those fake temporary tattoos. Yeah. So I've always put one or two on whenever I'm messing around. And I got these ones. I wanted to put like a pimp chick on my arm because of what we do and stuff to mess around with mm-hmm. when we're playing online. Mm-hmm. So I got these tattoos of like mermaids and stuff. And I put one on my arm and it didn't work out that well because it wasn't really on there properly. It faded out really mm-hmm. quick and it didn't adhere right. But what I realized is I didn't do it right because these are different than the ones where you stick it on and you wet it a little bit and then it stays on for like a couple of days. These are like really indelible kind of like, I don't know what they're made out of, but holy shit. The trick to them is you got to wet them really good. So I had the other ones. I tried one of the lamer looking ones on my arm. I was like, okay. I'm like, I don't want to try one of the good ones. I'm like, where do I put it? I'm like, I don't want to put it on my arm because then I'm going to go to work and people are going to immediately start asking me, did you get a tattoo? And I'm going to be like, no, I didn't get a tattoo. Blah, blah, blah. So I was like, where could I put one that I was like, then I thought for a second, I'm thinking, oh, I got an idea. I was like, I'm going to do a reverse tramp stamp. So as Sally has a, I don't want to call it a tramp stamp, but she has a tattoo of, what is that on your
booty? I can show it.
Yeah, turn around.
It's an orange tree.
It's an orange tree. And she chose to put it in the tramp stampish area of her lower back, which is right here.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. I guess it's your middle lower back. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to take this. I'm going to put it in the front since I don't really have a belly or anything. And I'm going to put this tattoo, this fake tattoo of this mermaid with a little anchor, because the anchor looks like it's pointing down towards my schwanz. Mm-hmm. And,
hey, everybody. Are you into erotic art? Sexy slogans? You need a dirty tank top for your next swinger event? Then visit our website at
shop.sexyandjugundo.com. We got all kinds of wild artwork, slogans, and whatnot on there. Some of it designed by me, Mitch Jugundo. If it's a sexy woman in some kind of scantily clad pose, I probably worked on that on there. If it's some wild slogan that says something like, wild penis goes down easy, or our flag means sex and it's a pirate flag that has two fingers boning, then that's probably something that we came up with together. And like Sally said, if you need something naughty to go wander over to one of these sexy clubs, a swinger event, or just to hang out with your naughty friends, then please visit us
at shop.sexyandjugundo.com.
How do you feel about that, Sally?
Oh, turn on.
Rare. Shall we go slip into something more casual?
You know it.
So Sally was off doing something, and I went there, and I was like, all right, I just got to really wet it down. I wetted it for like 2 minutes and then peeled it off, and I was like, oh, yeah, it worked out really good. And I was like, I got something to show you, Sally. She's like, oh, what do you got? I was like, I put a tattoo on. What do you think? And I showed it to her, and she was like, oh, that's – I was like, I didn't know how she was going to take it, but she was like, that's hot.
It's really cool. It's basically a mermaid on a huge anchor with some it looks like Celtic design in the anchor.
Can't show you the
oh my god,
that, but it's right there.
Yeah, it's so good looking, and it came out. She's got this beautiful hair just flowing, and her tail is gorgeous, and she's all sitting on the anchor, all wrapped around it. I'm like.
You're like, yeah, that's cool.
You this need is, to do that.
This is the tattoo, I guess. Is I put on her. She's and like, I'm like, I have it hurt though, man.
I'm pushing on him to get. I think that would look fucking hot. Like, if you were to ever get a tattoo, that would be the tattoo for you, and that would be the spot to do it. And I told him I would suck his dick all the time just so I could look at it.
It'd be like having a three-way with a mermaid all the time.
Mm-hmm. It would be.
So I didn't know if you would be if you'd be like, cool, that's cool, or you'd be like,
it's a beautiful design and it fits perfectly where you put it. But like I said, like I was telling him, because obviously I'm covered in them and I do have them in very tender spots, that you know, I don't know. I mean, it would hurt, but probably not as bad as over bone. Anything over bone hurts, like elbows and things of that nature, wrists, that hurts. when you have a nice fleshy area, it tends to be a little
fleshy.
Well, stomachs, thighs, you know, bigger parts of your legs, that tends to have a different kind of pain to it. I'm not going to say it's not going to hurt, but it's definitely not going to hurt as if you put it over a shoulder blade.
Well, in order for me to even think about it, I need to lose about 5 or 6 pounds because I'm not in perfect shape that I want to be in at the moment.
It wouldn't matter anyway. I mean, you could... The other thing, too, is you would have to prepare to have something very loose around your waist for about a week or two.
Yeah, that's the other problem I had, because I have a tendency to wear tight pants.
Yeah, you would have to have something a little baggy, yeah, because you couldn't have something rubbing there while it's healing, because it's going to go through an itchy phase and a peely phase.
Yeah, that's one of the problems I probably would have, is I have is tight pants I'd be wearing.
Yeah, you would have to pull out your appendix pants.
Ah, mm-hmm. I got rid of those. Actually, no, I didn't get rid of those. No. Those are gone, the appendix pants.
Yeah.
Blowout pants. But yeah, that's what I did. I put a tattoo on there at the very least. I'm like, all right, that's cool, huh? That's sexy. And you were like, oh, about it. I was like, oh, that's cool.
Oh my God, I think that's so fucking hot. I would just totally, that is, it's just such a nice tattoo in a really good spot.
Mind if I weigh anchor tonight, baby?
Oh my God, yeah! Yeah, yeah. Totally. Davy Jones.
Ah, why don't you go down there? Check out Davy Jones' locker, baby.
Mm-hmm.
So,
in the beginning of the week, you text me at work with an unexpected text, and I'm like, you said you had a buddy in the beginning of the week.
Yeah.
A little buddy.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I had a little butt issue there, and I had
a roid.
I was like, I got up in the morning, man, and I was like, want to take a shower? Like, ooh, what's? Oh, I was like, oh fuck! And I know exactly where I use it. Sometimes I have to take care of business at work. Mm-hmm. When I have a bidet at work, a little bidet that I bring, a little squirty bidet, so I can take myself clean. I am not wiping shit all over my ass. Thank mm-hmm. you. So. I'm European that way. I use a bidet. So but what I did though is I was flexing my butt to really like get up in there and clean. I was like, strain away as if I could like really get, and then yeah, a little bit too much strain in there.
Anyway, boop.
Yeah, apparently, because I like the next day I was like, man, I'm a little itchy and stuff.
So you gave birth.
Yeah, it's going away though. I was checking today. I was like, oop, little boopers.
Boops, boops.
Yeah, that was normally Sally's thing, was having hemorrhoids. She was the hemorrhoid queen.
Yeah,
hemorrhoid harlot.
Yeah, it was a while ago. I don't seem to do that anymore. I don't have that kind of issue anymore.
You would always strain.
Well, I would never be able to go because of my diet.
My problem is not that. I go, it's like clockwork, baby.
Ugh. I was a little concerned because we were going on Tuesday night.
See, you're like, I don't have this great big thing hanging out there.
Or was it? Was it Tuesday or Wednesday? No, it was Tuesday.
I think it was pretty late in the week. It was like Wednesday.
All right. Or Thursday. Or no, that was Thursday.
Maybe it was Thursday. And I said it at work, and then yeah. I was like, that's not that bad. We'll be fine.
Yeah, I was a little concerned because you never know what's going to happen on a Thursday night. It could be a mild night with us, or it could just be a fucking crazy night,
and lick his asshole.
Yeah, it could have swung. That anchor could have went any way possible.
I didn't have the anchor on though that evening.
But it did. It got a little epic. It became the epic ultimate smackdown. Boom boom fuck jam.
Oh, that's right. That was that whole Thursday.
Yeah.
I was like, I was getting ready to put this on, and I was gonna just put on the Streammate. X Hamster and
Just for Fans.
And Sally's like, no, put on Chatterbait so I can see if I can get a little bit extra money on there, because we always have that. I was like, you sure? Because that Boom Boom Fuck Jam guy rolls in and he just fucking, he will go, let's go to a private, or let's go to, and sure enough, man, we were on in not even 10 minutes.
Yeah,
and he came in and he wanted a private. We went to private, and then we went from a private. We went into he paid a whole shitload of tokens to humiliate him in the public room.
Yeah. But I mean, this was like, it was 45 minutes of nonstop running the gauntlet.
Ah, and she was on the motor bunny. She was fucking me. Yeah. She's sucking my cock. And she's back on the motor bunny. And she's getting missionary. Then she's Amazon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was two Amazons, two motor bunnies, missionary, fuck my throat, private on. And then, but before him, we had a private on chatterbait with another guy where you were fingering me and sucking my nipples.
Oh, good times. Oh, yeah. Sorry, what? Yes.
Yeah, and then it became the Boom Boom Fuck Jam Epic Edition.
Yeah, I'm sort of used to the whole, like, we bone for a few minutes and then we stop. And then we bone for a few minutes and then we stop. Like, after a while, it does get, like, but I was pretty turned on at night, so I was just having a good time. I was fucking, you know, you wanted a missionary, so I was just all wrapped around her and just pounding her away at her, telling her, I'm whispering in her ear how hot, fucking hot she is, how much it turns me on. It. She likes everybody watching us fuck when we're boning and how sexy she is, and all these guys get turned on watching you fuck, and I'm just like, you're so fucking sexy, you nasty little wench.
But the whole time this was going on with the boom boom, you kept putting on gold shows.
Yeah, I was able to sort of work it. Like, yeah. I forget how I did it one time. It was pretty slick. What did I do? Boom Boom was on. We're boom booming. And so I put the point of view camera on where all you could see was your face and tits. And you couldn't see my cock or anything in you. I put that on for just a few moments, flipped it around so we could go into a gold show, flipped it into the gold show, and then put the camera back showing all of us boning away. I mean, yeah, we had it like, yeah, every gold show I think I put on, we had two or three people pop in, maybe 10 bucks, and they were hanging out watching us bone away.
Yeah, we did all right. I mean, it was mostly a boom boom night. It was mostly a chatterbait night, because he just goes. And honestly, we had to shut it off.
Yeah, Sally had to tap out. I was getting wiped out, but I looked up and I'm like, "How long can you go for?" And he'll just keep standing there, putting stuff in his booty, having a good time, stroke his dick a little bit, hang out. Da, 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 da. He just wants to hang out, I guess, with a sexy couple who's wild and naughty.
I mean, I'm not complaining or anything, but it wears you get tired. I mean, I'm only human. I can only fuck so long. I can only ride a motor bunny, and he wants you on the bunny.
Put it on full blast.
Yeah, full blast on the bunny and press yourself down as hard as possible on the bunny. And after a while, your legs start to get numb. You know, it's like you can only do so much on that bunny, you know?
It's bunny time.
Mm-hmm.
It's Sally sexy.
So Thursday night.
Thursday night, our one night we go on together, and it was like, oh my goodness, I'm sure the swingers were like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
No, they
were having fun.
Yeah, they're always having fun.
Yeah.
Nobody has much fun, though.
So, so we have a lot of animal drama, animal shenanigans, animal drama. Update on the bearded dragon. Chickpea pooped twice. Yes, she dropped the bomb twice. Still not eating though, but she hasn't lost any weight, so you know, acting normal, could still be in brumation. I don't know, it hasn't really warmed up here yet. I think if it does warm up and I get her outside, it might snap her out of it, but still, yeah, she looks at food, she's like, oh, that looks yummy. That's all right, I'll pass. So,
I guess the animals aren't like humans, where they're just like, yeah, let's go eat and just chow down and turn ourselves into monster fucking size.
Yeah,
like,
well,
I'm not really hungry, so I'm not gonna eat. I want your stuffing.
Yeah, they go through these. You know, I have lizards that go through brumation periods, which we've discussed in the past, which is a type of hibernation, and everybody's out of their brumation but one, and that's chickpea. So we're. It's almost like a chickpea countdown. Like, when will it end?
When will chickpea?
Yeah, actually eat
get
some.
It on.
And then we have cat drama. Dun dun dun. Cat drama. So the cat got out. She ran out with the dog. I have house cats. I don't have outdoor cats.
Yo yo yo.
You my house cat. And the one cat ran out. And if she goes out, she goes out for a few hours, she'll come back in. She's old. They're both 15. And she didn't come back in. She was out all night. And apparently she had a rendezvous with someone or something that didn't go very well, and she got her ass beat. So whatever it was she ran into bit her up pretty good. And so we lost her on a Sunday. I found her on a Monday. Had to have her at the vet on Tuesday, and because of all the bite wounds on her feet. And basically, she had her feet shaved clean, antibiotic injection, a pain injection, and by the end of the week, it abscessed. So yesterday, we were pulling scabs off of the holes and getting the pus out of the holes. And then I had to flush them out and clean them. And the one that was really abscessed cleaned out really well, but there was bite wounds on the back of her foot, which I'm not able to really get open and clean out too well. So there could be another vet visit in the future. I guess we'll have to give it another couple days and see how it goes.
Yeah, Mooney got wrecked. She got completely wrecked. She was, well, last night she came up into the bed finally. She is not coming into the bed in the evenings now.
Yeah. I mean, normally she's in bed with us every night, and that was the first time in a week she was able to make it upstairs. But that foot is, it's swollen, it's hot, which means infection. And, you know, she has an antibiotic shot that's supposed to last 2 weeks. So, I mean, this will be about a week now, so we'll have to see how she does. I might have to bring her back. It depends. So we'll give that a go. And then we got big news for everybody that likes to follow us, and especially
big
follow
Gnus. Gary Gnus.
No Gnus is good Gnus with Gary Gnus. We are going to have our first epic live stream on SDC.
SDC as contributors. Yeah. Contributors. We're going to show people. We won't be, although people have seen us contribute on SDC quite often.
Oh, yeah.
But this is actually us contributing in a way that we're showing people how to do something.
Yeah.
So we're going to be on Saturday evening, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be live streaming as, not Sally and Mitch, but look for SJ Erotica.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see a little red icon that will say there's a live stream happening. And that's going to be actually us live streaming. And what we're going to go into is a little bit of the basics of how we do our multicam live streaming on the internet. When we're, because we do a live stream and we show everybody us boning, and we're on three other sites where we're making money boning. And we're also there, but we're also switching between cameras, putting up logos, putting on videos,
running multiple cameras at the same time.
Yep. So we're going to get a little bit into that. We're not going to get into all of it because there's a lot to talk about, but we're going to start there and then see if we can't get a idea of where people would like to go with it. And so look for us Saturday, May 11th, which when this video comes out will be tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be 9 o'clock Eastern, and we'll be hanging out, not dressed naked. I'll be actually in my jeans and a tank top. Sally will be in possibly an SDC tank top if it comes in time.
If not, I'll have my tube top.
I'll be
tube topping.
She'll be my wonderfully beautiful assistant going, this is that camera here, and this is how we do this over here.
Yeah.
And and it's all vanilla. I guess it's like,
well, it's a teaching course. We're going to be teaching you how to run specific software, computer, and the way to run the multiple cameras and everything else. Because we have a lot of people ask you all the time.
Yeah, I'm shocked when we're on and we're live streaming everything. There'll be people on the Swinger site and they're like, oh, how do you do the, or they'll message me and they'll be like, how do you do the multiple cameras? Mm-hmm. How do you do that? I'm like, I've done it for so long and I've been around this since the beginning of it in the 90s, so that it's just like second nature to me, and I don't really think about somebody not knowing how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Or even like, I'm like, well, you go on YouTube, and you go on YouTube, but then you gotta, well, what are you looking for? You gotta figure out, like, part of the big thing with education is you gotta know what the right questions to ask.
Right.
In order to educate yourself.
Right.
So
But you've even had other cam models contact you about that too.
We did. Yeah. We did have a couple of contact us. Like, how do you do the mobile?
Yep.
And there's actually a very good piece of software, which is the thing we're going to really show to do this. That's built, has a browser built in, has a piece of software built in, and you can do everything with that. And that's what I'm going to recommend, and we're going to show everybody. So we're going to start doing that. We're going to have a little bit of fun, chit chat with everybody.
Yeah.
So come bring your questions to Sally and Mitch.
So I'm still pretty wrecked with my shoulder, but it switched to the other shoulder now because there is a very good reason why now I'm even more wrecked is because we had a special mini vids request for a video.
Yes, it was a comeback request. This guy's requested a video. Almost the same thing, I think.
Yeah, it's very similar. It was a repeat offender. He has very specific tastes, and his taste would be what I would consider bondage.
Yeah, it's like bondage-esque. It's taping Sally's wrists and ankles with electrical tape.
The wrists are behind my back with my fingers spread. So I'm like this.
Spread them, Dano.
With my hands like this and splayed apart. Apparently, the splaying of the fingers is very important.
That's the thing.
And what I'm doing, though, is I am giving Mitch a blowjob.
Or I'm giving you a blowjob.
Yeah.
One of the two.
Both of them. Yeah, so there's a lot of face-fucking going on. But it's very particular about having my wrists bound with electrical tape. The last time, I don't think my feet were bound. He wanted them bound this time.
Yeah, I don't think feet were bound last time.
No. So this time my ankles were not duct taped, electrical taped together also. And he wanted my toes splayed apart, like flexed. So we did that. Now, mind you, I did hurt my shoulder a few weeks ago doing something stupid. And then we did this, and I basically hurt my shoulder again doing it. But, I have injuries in my shoulder. I have a couple injuries that affected my shoulders in the past. So it's kind of hard for me to do certain things sometimes. And, I'm just kind of not getting it. I'm going to chiropractor.
Like, respite here.
No. I've, been to the chiropractor, 2 to 3 times every week at this point. Trying to straighten myself out, and I need a good break, and I need to sit in the hot tub again.
Yeah.
Which is where we're headed after this podcast, because it helps a lot. So
yeah, we had to tie her up. She did a kneeling blowjob, and I had to untie her, then I had to lay her back down and then tie her up there, and then we did it there, and I'm like trying. One of the funniest things was when she was doing this, and I'm like sort of doing all this stuff, and she pulled back, and her hair fell forward, and it stuck to my schwanz, and I'm like shit, and we had to pull the hair away, and it was sort of
it was I couldn't get your cock back in my mouth, and it was a big lock of hair stuck to the head of it, so I'm like kind of looking at you like
help me out here, will you, buddy.
You want to help? First of all, get the hair off. Second of all, put it back in my mouth. I can't move because I'm...
Yeah, you're totally... your hands are tied behind
I'm hogtied, basically.
Yeah, that's what it is. You're hogtied. That's the way...
Yeah. So if you like hogtied videos and you need to have one, give me a couple weeks before you order one on ManyVids.
This was the video that made us realize that in order for we're pricing our videos way too low.
Yeah.
Because we just did this one. This one was going to be a 10-minute video, which we priced at a 10-minute video is $49.99.
Mm-hmm.
And we both said to ourselves, what happens here is ManyVids, which is where we did this video, they only pay out $50 and above.
Yeah.
So you have to have at least $50 in your account in order to get a payout.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's $50. I don't think it's $100.
I thought it was $50 or $60.
It's definitely not an odd number. It's 50, 100, 100, like that's what it would be. So I'm pretty sure it's 50 then. So I'm like, fuck, like you're like, if we're gonna do a video, at the very least, we should get a payout. And I'm like, yeah. You know, because I think of a video, it's like, well, it's 10 minutes. But I'm like, well, it's 10 minutes, but it's not 10 minutes. It's all the setup. It's going back and forth. It's an hour of doing the filming. Mm-hmm. And then it's another 45 minutes to an hour of me chopping this thing together and editing it and then uploading it and then putting it on. So I'm like, you're right. So we up the prices on those so that when if we do a video, even if, and we change it from 5, 10, and 15 to 10 and 15.
Yeah.
And because it always works out. Like if they ask for a 10-minute video, we wind up with a good 12 to 15 minutes worth of footage that we can use.
Yeah.
So we fixed the prices so that if we do a video, we're getting a payout.
Yeah, this isn't like some people need to understand too. This isn't like we just take an iPhone and just shoot a video. Like our videos are very professionally done. They're multiple angles. Everything you ask for, you get. Like he wanted close-ups of hands, close-ups of feet for very specific amounts of time. He wanted to see me blowjobbing you while hogtied, plus the duct tape, plus contorting me in a way that I knew was going to wreck me for a couple days afterwards. And then all the work you need to do editing the video afterwards. And he does an incredible job doing it, you know, with splicing the multiple angles together. So
we do multiple angles. Sometimes people want, like sometimes they want multiple angles, then I'm taking the multiple angles and making it into a multi-cam clip. Mm-hmm. And then you go back. It's a process. Mm-hmm. I'm sure a lot of video people out there are going, oh yeah, man, we know. And you're looking for a one-off custom video. We had to raise the price a little bit.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. I mean, we don't give out garbage material. I mean, we both put a lot of work into what we do, and we reread the scripts over and over to make sure that we're giving you what you want. So, because, I mean, if you're going to pay that amount of money, you deserve to get what you want. So, we aim to please.
We aim to please.
You know?
Baby.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, if that's what you're looking for, definitely hit us up on ManyVids, mm-hmm. You know.
Hit us up on ManyVids. That's where we have our custom video thing. I mean, mm-hmm. We have it everywhere else, too, but ManyVids seems to be the place.
Yeah, yeah.
To the point now, I haven't been thinking lately.
You, an aficionado of erotic art, pinups, sexy ladies in naughty scenarios, maybe fun, sexy slogans with a comedic twist. Ever been dick slapped by a wild penis? Then you should check out Mitch Jagundo's erotic art at shop.mitchjagundo.com.
Clothing, accessories, stickers, magnets, and other stuff for those with a sexy wild streak to them. From getting dick slapped by wild penis brew to bone me like you own me skirts and shirts, as well as the hottest pinup gals, Mitch has something naughty and fun for you to showcase on your bod or whatever. Head there now by going to shop.mitchjagundo.com. That's shop.mitchjagundo.com for all your erotic, sexy needs.
Mm-hmm.
Because Sally comes up here so often on her own. Mm-hmm. So we're thinking that we're going to try putting Sally on ManyVids by mm-hmm. herself and see how she does, if she gets any tokens or any love on there.
Yeah, because you can cam on there.
Yep, and you can live stream on there.
Yeah, we tended to forget about that.
Yep. And also the Fan Central place, mm-hmm. which we have. Fan Central pays out, you have to get $100 on Fan Central. And we're at $93.95, and it's been sitting there forever. And I've been pumping material on that thing. I'm like, not one person will join our fucking fan club so we can push this up. Then I was like, oh, we should put it on. When you're up here on your own, we'll set it up so it's Stream8, it's Fan Centro, and it's ManyVids. Let's see how you do. Yeah, it does. If we can push you over the edge, it gets you a fucking payout.
I mean, Streamate is definitely the cash cow.
Yeah, Streamate's the cash cow. Streamate's the one where you get the most amount of love on there.
Yeah.
But they have, I guess, the most white label sites. But
yeah, we'll try the other two because I never tried the other two on my own.
Yeah. On your own.
On my own.
It seems like you get a lot more play on your own than with Schwantz in the room because the guys want to see this hot.
Well, lady. It depends. On X Hamster, the Schwantz in the room helps.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get one token today.
No tokens on the rodent.
So, well, that's all I got.
That's all you got worked up there, my luscious little lady. So we're actually right now we're debating whether or not we're going to go for an extra day to the. With our trikes and everything, our trikes.
Yeah, our big wheels, baby.
Sally's been out getting us training every couple of days. She's like, let's go slide around the neighborhood a little bit.
Yeah, we got to drift. We got to drift it, baby. We're drifters now.
Drifting, just drifting the night away. Drifting the night away.
To the point where the neighbors have noticed.
Yep, they know what's going on. Yeah. Like, why don't you guys buy those? We're going to. Don't have a good time. We're having a good time.
Oh, yeah. They watched us. Once they saw what you can do with it, they're like, now we get it. It's fun. It's a lot of fun. I have a lot of fun. You know, I might only be doing it for like a half an hour or so, but I'm laughing the whole time.
Yeah, it's just so, I don't know. I look over, I see you riding the fucking thing, and I'm like, she looks so sexy and hot in her little big wheel. It's really ready. Yeah.
I feel like a little kid. I feel like such a little tough guy. I love the wheel going back and forth because that's really what triggers the memories. You know?
The wiggling wheel of Sally Sexy.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So much fun. So anyway, that's all I got.
That's all you got?
Yeah.
I can't think of too much for me. I've been... Sally goes upstairs. I'm downstairs camming on my own. I had to... what I get a lot of times when I'm camping on my own is people will be ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. And then they'll hit me with the whole, like we talk about, how fast can you come? Today, I was finally able to have somebody come in. They were all about me, baby. They were like, so they came in and they spent the time. And you had just finished up your thing and you were coming down. So I was able to stay there the whole time. And you paid my weekly payout by staying in there. I was like, thank you very much, man. Been a pleasure. And of course, chatting with the swingers, showing them all the videos of us fucking who are just ready to pass out. We have a list the size of a small country of people that want us to come visit them.
In multiple countries.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So whenever you're going ready to go out and have dinner with a whole bunch of 5,000 couples all over the fucking planet.
Yeah. Well, I told you I'm ready to go to the Netherlands. I'm ready. But I'm really looking for someplace warm.
She does want someplace warm.
I do. I just want to lay on the beach in some sunshine. That's all I'm asking for. There has been no sun here. It's like one day of sun, five days of gray. And I'm just over
it. Here's an 80-degree day. Now go fuck yourself for 6 days.
Yeah, we had one nice warm day was that Wednesday?
It was Wednesday I don't think it was Thursday. It might have been Thursday because I remember we were like, I got to put the air on because we're going to be going upstairs.
Yeah. Well, our next sunny day won't be until next Wednesday. So, and it's going to drizzle and be gray. It was gray all weekend and drizzly, and we'll have one 80 degree day in the middle of the week while we're at our vanilla jobs, and then more gray and rain.
Gray and rain. We need sunshine and sexy.
My vitamin D is low.
I'll fill that vitamin D up for you, baby. Ow. You're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah, thank you very much. All right, beautiful. Are you signing off with your hustler bra?
I am, because you know you love the underboob.
Underboob, yeah.
And who knows, maybe next week, Mitch will have a real tattoo.
I don't think so. Rare. Oh, boy. All right, Sally.
As always, thank you for listening. This is Sally Sexy, bestowing upon you all the happy horniness that you could possibly ever have. Twinkle, twinkle.
And this is Mitch Jagundo, hoping that your creative juices never stop flowing.
Too much for you, baby.
I love it. I would totally, like, get that done.